Hello?
Yeah, is this Thomas?
Speaking.
Hey Thomas, this is Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was actually in contact with Jeremiah. I know you guys were in contact yesterday about that equipment you're looking to bring on.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually work on his team over here at Bank of Cardiff, and he ended up passing me your file, so I'm going to be the one completing everything, get this all taken care of for you. So just kind of wanted to give you a call, introduce myself, and kind of touch base. I know that he said he was still waiting to shoot you over the application via email, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I'll go ahead and shoot you over that. He kind of gave me a rundown, too, of what it is you're looking for. Sounds like you're looking to buy a friend's trailer for some cooking, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And you're looking to get that taken care of pretty soon, right? Before the Super Bowl and everything, Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Awesome. So the email that he gave me as well, too, it's MSTR Grill ST or SGT at Gmail. Is that a good one for you?
Yes. And I also want you to mail me one out.
Okay. And the address it looks like he had you down for, 308 Metal Ridge Drive, Burleson, Texas, 76028. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Would you either do the direct mail route or email? I know the email's, you know, a lot faster, so.
Well, see, I'm using my cell phone to get the information, and, you know, sometimes they're unreliable.
No, I gotcha. You don't use a computer out there just to sell?
Well, no, my computer has hostage virus on it. My daughter likes to play with the computer, and somehow I end up with two hostage viruses on it that I haven't been able to get off yet.
Sorry to hear about that. What kind of viruses was it? You said, what was it, hostage?
You know them viruses that won't let you use a antivirus thing on there?
Yeah,
so I have to go to get it professionally done or get a whole new laptop. I'm actually on the job in my 18-wheeler, and I can do it off my phone. And if I have a problem with my phone, at least I have a paper form.
Right.
To be at the house, and I'll be heading to the house this week.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Can you print? Do you have a printer maybe hooked up to your phone, or, you know, any way you can print off your phone?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's just what I was just going to say about the whole application, because we're going to need, you know, actual signature on that, so we might have to go the whole mail route.
Okay, well, that will be fine, because I said I'll be back by the weekend, and I can have it done then, you know. My sister will be able to get it and hold it for me.
Right.
So you need to talk to John, so that way you can work with him on this.
Is what's his position or responsibility for you guys? I guess I could say.
Well, John is the owner of the trailer that I'm trying to get, and he wants to sell it to me for 28.
Right.
And you know, he may come down a little bit more if he's seeing that, you know, that somebody's willing to work with me.
Right. Well, you'd be the one that we'd be dealing with on this, because, you know, we're going to be giving you the loan and everything. He's not going to be, you know, too much involved in it. He's pretty much just the seller. So, I mean, maybe, you know, we could give him a call, but we're not going to be dealing with him pretty much at all, because, you know, you are the business owner that will be taking on this loan. So.
Right, but aren't you going to send a check to him?
Does he like own a business, or is it just a friend selling you his trailer?
Well, no, I mean, he owns the concession trailer business itself. He got farm and cattle and all that stuff.
Okay. And kind of, Jeremiah, what did you guys kind of go over? Did you go over the capital or equipment side of it for, you know, financing this this trailer for you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, is see if I can be financed so that way I can get him paid, and that way I can, you know, and just make my payments on it, because I know that once I go to the Super Bowl in Mardi Gras, it's a done deal. That stuff will, by the end of, both of those were in February. By the time I come back from those, you know, all bets is off. Everything will be covered and taken care of.
Yeah, how much are you looking to bring in on those? Have you kind of projected any of that, or?
Okay, Mardi Gras is a half a million people per parade, and it's going to be 9 parades down there.
Right.
Then you got Fat Tuesday in the NBA All-Star game.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm already covering $1,655 for the Mardi Gras lottery, where, you know, that I get to pick the location where I want it set up at.
Uh-huh.
You know, and along the parade routes, and I'll be there for a whole 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. I was just gonna say, just setting up camp, huh?
You know, and then like I said, I'm doing one whole week for the Super Bowl, and I already have a parking location for that right across from the stadium in one of the 9 parking lots that's there, and it's costing me for 2 spots $60 a day.
Okay.
You know, for the spots, and just I could just show up, get it inspected, have the permit, and then I could just take it at the city place, and then just take it over to the spot, and I could just leave it there.
Right.
So as people coming and going, all the celebrities, people are seeing them practice, the halftime show is going to have media, you know, the stadium is going to have 50,000-60,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
We get busy all the way up until that point, and after the Super Bowl, you know, getting everything back down. There's going to be another day or two before everybody clear out, so be more selling there. And then I go straight from Houston to New Orleans, 4 hours away, and you get set up for there.
Right.
The thing is, I want the proper equipment. Everybody's going to be selling hot dogs, hamburgers, and tacos and burritos. No. I'm doing
shrimp, catfish,
shrimp, catfish, the shish kebabs, rib tips, stuff like that.
So you're gonna be killing the competition, huh?
Cause John Trailer has deep fryers where I can do all the shrimp and catfish that I want, and then that's the old hickory the barbecue pit that's on the porch of the trailer.
Uh huh.
And the deep freezer outside, there's a deep freezer inside, so I can keep both meat separate.
Uh-huh.
And stuff. I just need to get my hands on it.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's essential for the trip.
Yeah, because we had 2 heart attacks already, and his health is getting pretty bad. That's why he wanted to go ahead and sell it.
I gotcha. Did he already have was he cooking out of that trailer, too?
He goes down to my trucking company that I work for, and there's like 500 students down there, employees, stuff, because it's a school as well as a trucking company. We train people from all over the United States to be truck drivers.
Uh-huh.
Help with their CDLs, they go out with trainers like myself. I got a student now.
Uh-huh.
You know, and stuff. So you take this concession trailer down there. We have our own building where we all hang out at, showers, laundry, TV rooms, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
People come in with Chinese food, pizza and stuff, and they let the concession trailers come down.
Right.
That's $800 to $1,000 a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he got 250 acres, he got cattle, 50, 60, 70 acres of cattle, he owns his land, he got 3 different sets of land. I mean, he's set.
Oh, yeah.
He's just tired, he got sickly, you know, and he had 3 schools that he went to, now he's only down to 1 because with the gout and the shingles and everything, you know, he's just tired.
Yeah.
You know. But the thing is, you know, I did find a financial institution that's willing to work with me, let me get it so I can get it, I can work it, I can pay it off, what have you. I mean, I can have regular money during the week down at the school, and I can do whatever fair or festival event that I want.
No, I gotcha. It's a essential piece, especially for the you know, the Super Bowl and the All-Star game, you know, everything coming up.
Well, there's like Galveston and places in Florida, they got Mardi Gras. You got spring festivals. You got barbecue competitions that also has carnies there. They got rodeos at these barbecue competitions. They got rock concerts that be at the things that be going on. Little parades and Rose Bowls type stuff, the college stuff. That's 30, 40, 50,000 people at any college. I can go to Baylor. You know, I can go to Texas A&M. I can go to any number of places and do any of that stuff. And just set up.
Right.
And everybody else is doing regular barbecue or Mexican food or stuff like that. But ain't nobody going to bring catfish, hot catfish right out the grease, jumbo shrimp, you know, stuff like that. I will be the only one doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to corner the market on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, no idea is no good without no backing.
Yep. Exactly. So right now you're a driver for Steeler Transport, right? Steelers?
Yeah. Yep, 2 years. Two years this February.
Big milestone, huh?
Well, I used to be a city employee, a firefighter, paramedic for 16 years till I caught a layoff by George Bush. Lost the house, the car, the wife, the whole 9 yards.
Oh, geez.
You know. So it's just a lifestyle of rebuilding and everything.
I got you, man. You got to start and get it all back, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, when do I get my break? I'm trying to find my break. I'm looking around for it.
No, I got you.
You know, I'm just like this. If you feel that you can help me, let a brother know. If you don't think you can do nothing for me, man, just let me know now so I don't have to get my hopes up.
No, yeah.
Because I got disappointment after disappointment after, you know. Oh, no. You want you to do 50% down. If I had 50% down, I'd have had the truck already.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, well, you know, definitely, that's why I'm in contact with you. That's why Jeremiah passed me the file, because, you know, definitely seems like something we could do here. Just kind of wanted to get it all ironed out with you, you know, before we end up shooting those applications when I'm not over. So the business that you're going to be, you know, cooking under, have you been doing that before? Have you been kind of going to shows and going around?
I've been on other people's stuff. I've been doing competitions, barbecue competitions. I'm the Master Grill Sergeant. That's the email, the Gmail address.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, Master Grill Sergeant, like a drill sergeant.
Yeah, yeah. I gotcha.
You know, and stuff like that. So now I want to get into my own.
Okay. And so you'd be looking to start up a new business for all this then?
Correct.
And were you going to name that? It looks like Jeremiah had it down as Sunday Comfort Cooking.
Sunday Comfort Cooking.
Perfect. And you were looking to get that all started, you know, coming up here before the end of the year then, I'm assuming.
Because I can go down to the job, make some money there until the Super Bowl gets here.
Uh-huh.
I know, I can keep money going and stuff, I can keep sex and stuff, because I can make $800 to $1,000 a day down there, because that's what John is doing.
Right.
And John is just doing briskets and baked potatoes and things like that and pork sandwiches. Uh-huh. And, I'll utilize that deep fryer and that flat top griddle, man, and because with the ovens in there, I can do baked beans, macaroni and cheese, I can get some seafood going on, I can get, I can do pulled pork, because it has the old hickory pit on there. Uh-huh. I can do briskets, but I figured that the rib tips and the, who wants to pay $14-16 for a rib dinner when I can give you rib tips for 10 and you get more meat?
Yeah. I was just going to say that, too. I mean, what about the prices, and how are you going to differentiate yourself from the competition on that one?
I've sold down there before with just a regular barbecue pit and made $10 plates and a $500 day easy.
Easy.
You know, I just want a concession trailer where I can really do something with.
Uh-huh. Something where you can run as your own and, you know, have your own business under it, too.
Yeah, but that way I can go absolutely independent and just work that.
Yeah, and
with a food truck, dealers. You have an engine and transmission with a food truck. Mm-hmm. If that engine and transmission go down, then your business stifled.
Oh,
with
yeah.
a trailer, If something happened to your pickup truck, you can go to U-Haul and rent a pickup truck for the day.
Yeah.
Go make your money while your truck's in the shop.
Yep. Yep, that's the way to do it with those trailers, right?
Uh-huh. Has the same stuff in it.
I gotcha. Where are you getting the, you know, the fish, and where do you get all your supplies and ingredients from?
Oh, in our Restaurant Depot. You can go to Sam's Club. You can go to Costco. They all have they have it there, but your best price is at Restaurant Depot.
Oh wow!
You know, you can get your batter for your fish at the best ones is at Restaurant Depot. They got three of them in the Dallas area.
Okay.
You know, as long as you have a business name, that means you have a tax ID number, and that's the only thing it takes to get a membership.
For Restaurant Depot, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Right. And that's what I was just going to say, too, for Sunday Comfort. I mean, when were you looking to get all that, you know, licensed, official, filed?
It will be all done in about a month.
Have you already been in that process, or?
Yes. I have the money for it to get it all done, so this and that. I crossed all my T's, dot all my I's. I have the money for the insurance. Uh-huh. I have money for the inspections and everything. The truck has already been inspected. The licenses and everything is good for another 8 months. I really don't have to do anything. He can stay under his name for the next 8 months. But I prefer switching everything over to mine right now.
Right, yeah, that's the way to do it. Just get
because I've already paid for the spot for the Super Bowl. Because I didn't want all the spots to go.
Right.
And I have the $1,655 to get to make it legal and get the permit, the $1,000 for the tax thing and the permit, the mayoral permit.
That's how much it's going to cost you?
$1,655, yep.
$1,655?
Yep, just to have my spot down there for the Mardi Gras. And there's a 500,000 people for parade. It used to be they got 9 parades in a week time.
Right. So is that the soonest event coming up is the Mardi Gras?
Well, those are the biggest ones at the beginning of the year. You got other events all year round in Texas and stuff like that. There's smaller Mardi Gras that goes on. There's winter workshops, Christmas specials,
right.
New Year's Eve thing.
Let me just ask you this then, Tom. What's the first event you have coming up that you would be looking to plan to go cook at?
What I was going to do is take over his contract down at the Stevens Yard and then just work that, where I know that I'll get at least $3,000 a week off of it.
You said $3,000 a week?
Yeah, because he goes down there twice a week and he makes $800 to $1,000. I've made $500 in 2 hours. So I can make $1,000 a day and just pick up an extra day over the weekend. He goes down there Tuesday and Friday. I figure I go down there like a Saturday and Sunday, put an extra day to it because there's hardly any concession trailers there
on the weekend.
I can make a killing.
Yeah, oh yeah, you could.
Because like I said, I already goes down there and do it now, but not with his caliber of a concession trailer. I'll finish the November, December, and January out with that and get ready for the Super Bowl. I'll have money in the bank, everything will be legal, and I will have plenty of supplies.
Right, and then you can go on down there.
Yeah, we got 2 deep freezers, and I can rent me a refrigerated truck where I can have more supplies and equipment in. Stock there with containers, sides, and things like that. I got family there where my sister come with me, we can stay there. So I ain't got about no housing. My cousins down there going to assist. I got 3 cousins down there that's going to assist, so I can run a line and keep everything going.
Yeah.
I got everything thought of. Everything thought of.
It's a great business plan, and, you know, you've really, you know, when you do it in detail, and, you know, there's definitely opportunity, you know, especially with the competition, you know, what it is you're selling and, you know, the plan you already have. It's, you know, a great opportunity. So where's the yard at? Is that down there in Burleson you were looking to just go kind of get your feet in the water at once you get to the trailer? or is that kind
the
of
yard? The yard is in Stevens Transport is in Dallas. It's on a big acreage thing.
Okay.
And you know, like I said, you got the main building, the shops, and the detail place, this and that. And we have a building called the Driver's Lounge,
okay,
where all the drivers are there. We got over 5,000 drivers. We got over 100 students coming in every week on Sundays and Wednesdays. They come in, so that people are going to be hungry. You got all the drivers who come in to get students, take students out, get repairs done, take some time off, you know. So you got all these students going to be getting trucks. You got people already been there for years. And we have this big driver's lounge. You can sleep there. You can get laundry. We have showers. We got two TV rooms. And they just hang out while they get their work done. They can be there for a couple of days. Because you sleep in your truck anyway.
Right.
Got family and friends there, so they're all there. The students got classroom. They got an area where they get to do all their practice and the bagging and stuff. And they go to the driver lounge and they go to the food trucks to eat. And the food trucks are there from 6 a.m. to about 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But, I mean, nothing on one every once in a while on the weekend.
Right.
Peace and Chinese food all day long. And in the afternoons and his dinner hours.
But
nobody sticks around for that.
Yeah.
You know, I got the breakfast menu, I have a lunch menu, I can have a dinner menu, I can show up on the weekends, I can pick up all that extra stuff.
Yeah,
with the flat top griddle, you can make omelets, fried eggs, stuff all the time. You got a steamer table.
So you'd have breakfast, lunch, dinner, you'd have the whole menu then.
Yeah, I can do a stir fry on a flat top griddle. I can grill chicken. I got a deep fryer on there. I can deep fry any chicken, any fish, any pork chop. You know, you got ovens, you got candy yams, you got macaroni and cheese you can do in the oven. Even the barbecue pit on the porch, the old hickory,
is
still a heat source. You can put macaroni and cheese in that, baked beans in that. You know, you got the oven, you know, with the two deep freezers, there's plenty of supplies. You got a refrigerator in there.
Yep.
There's a salad bar table in there. I can make sandwiches. With the flat top griddle, I can make a real Philly steak and cheese. You know, cut the steak up and grill cheese. I got fresh ham sandwiches off of there. You cut the ham off the shank, you can grill it up, make a stacked ham sandwich.
Right.
You know, sausage on a stick. I mean, what have you? Soups, chilies.
Yeah, you got the whole deal planned, man. What are you gonna be looking to bring on some employees to help, or I mean, you're just gonna be manning the ship yourself?
I know, me and my family.
Okay.
I have a sister, a godson. I got one daughter that already done been through culinary art school, worked at the casino as a chef manager. My middle child is about to graduate culinary arts. I got a godson that used to work at IHOP, the Waffle House, and other restaurants and stuff like that. You know, my baby sister with my grandma and my auntie, them, they did catering. That's not a problem.
You're set, man.
It's not a problem. Everything's been thought out. Let's just need the equipment.
Yeah, no, you got a really great plan, man. You really do. What about the, signs, marketing, advertising? You know, how are you gonna deck out the trailer when you get that?
Okay, it already has Hoss Barbecue on it, which can be taken off and another wrap be put on there. It can, what have you? As far as marketing, right now, everybody who knows me done already had my cooking word of mouth. Even the vice president of the company had me make food for them.
Awesome,
the gave me a certain amount of money to do that. I come down there, I already have a clientele.
Yeah, you got it.
The students leave around 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Right.
We put them in three different hotels because they come from everywhere. So they're in hotels at night. They get bussed back and forth. I can leave there at 5 o'clock, go to any one of the hotels and make a dinner and make dinner plates. Each hotel holds up to 200 people. So at any given time, I can do another 400 people at any time after I leave the main campus area to do a dinner crowd or stay there and do the dinner crowd if the drivers are still there. That keep that because, you know, people coming in and out of the gate 24/7.
Right.
My clientele is rare. People already know me for years and already had my cooking, taste my cooking.
You got it, man.
And when I do a barbecue competition, I always bring what's left over down into the driver so they know what it I can do.
Oh, hell yeah. And then all, I mean, basically, I mean, in 2016, too, all you got to do is make a Facebook for the business, anything like that, and all that word of mouth, everything that's, you know, money-free advertising right there.
My stuff is already on Facebook, bro.
See, there you go, man. You already got to take care of it.
My recipes, it's already on Facebook. I even got an e-book about to come out, an electronic book. It's called Trucker's Cookbook.
Trucker's Cookbook, you said?
Yeah, I'm about to publish that. Try to do an ebook on that. What it is a lot of these brand new students is coming out don't know how to feed themselves on the truck by using hot plates or hibachi barbecue grills, crock pots, microwaves. The buffers are $16-$18. You know, that's just for one meal. You could take that money, put you some food on that truck. You can make a nice, good meal. And I made quick, you know, like 3 minute, 5 minute ways to do the stuff on there, which I'm gonna be getting that out there here shortly. It's already made up. It's already done. I already got it on my flash drive stuff, this and that. I just got to get it legal and get it out there.
That's a genius, man. You got the whole niche in the industry right there. You really are. I mean,
you know,
that's a great idea.
Everything's in place. I got some money put up. I got a couple of thousand put up. I got a little piece of collateral if needed to put up. If not, you know, by my efforts, it's just for the simple fact of what
getting everything
I'm
legal,
to get.
Getting the equipment, everything licensed, and that's it, right? I mean, then you're just set to go. Sounds like wherever you set up the shop, it's going to, you know, cash flow real quick.
Well, the thing is, finding somebody who's willing to work with me is the hard part.
Yep, I got you.
I just don't want my hopes up and get my feelings hurt.
No, yeah, I got you, man, completely. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, we kind of are one of those banks over here. We do specialize in, you know, that kind of stuff where, you know, it is the opportunity, those bridge loans. And, you know, we do even have programs for startups, especially with that just equipment, just like what you're looking to, you know, bring on. So
it is what it is. I don't know what else I can tell you.
What other avenues have you explored for funding for this too? Have you kind of went to that bank?
I've talked to the banks. I've looked to see about any lease options to buy, rental, lease.
Right.
You know, I mean, like I said, this trailer is a $60,000 trailer used. $80,000-$90,000 Brent's making new when he got it.
Right.
Okay. Well, like I said, his hell for selling, he knows me, so he's giving me that price. You know,
that's a great opportunity. Do you already have a trailer that, you know, of your own, or?
I have a 16-foot barbecue concession trailer that I take to the barbecue competition. It has the inside, has the porch with the big pit on it, with a 250-gallon offset smoker pit on there. Inside, refrigerator, freezer, has the 3-hand sink, the one hand washing sink, you know, counter space. It has a hot water tank and
no deep fryer,
fuse box, and stuff. But it has no fryers or deep fryers in it. It's strictly made for barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John has the extra deep freezer, extra refrigerator, the extra warmer, the extra flat top, the extra deep fryer, double more space, and extra air conditioner heater. I got one air conditioner. That one there has two. I have a 16-foot. His 28-foot. It's twice the equipment, twice the room.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. Where I can do up with something. I'm only limited with the trailer that I have.
Yeah.
Very limited.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for a barbecue competition or going down there to, you know, do a little bit of barbecue, this and that. But if I want to bake, if I want to do cheesecake, if I want to do seafood, if I want to do a stir fry, if I want to grill or barbecue, boil, braise, brine, you know, it's anything that you can do in a restaurant kitchen is on this trailer. I can deep fry a whole 22-pound turkey on that trailer.
Yeah. It's going to be a big upgrade for the for you out there, definitely. Basically, I got you, tremendous opportunity here. Basically, all it is, since you are looking to get this all started up and everything, is just going to be the application, and then we're just going to be pulling your credit since you don't have any, bank statements, any history to go.
I am a victim of the recession. Mm-hmm. I lost everything when I got laid off from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So, divorce, the house, the car, the whole nine yards. But that was back in, 07.
Right, 07, 08.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it's like now? No. What's your credit like?
Between 560 to 580.
Okay, when's the last time you had that checked, too?
Excuse me?
When's the last time you had that checked as well?
Earlier this year.
Okay. Have you, think it's gone up by then, maybe?
I'm not sure. That's what I've been trying to do, everything. Trying to work in a deal and do some type of cash and just build it on my own.
Kind of build it up. Yeah, that's how you got to do it. Do you have any idea why it's so low? What's dinging you on it?
It was in the 400s. It's up to 560 to 580 now.
Oh, nice.
I also paid off on schooling.
Right.
So I got financed for a car. Uh-huh. Maybe stuff like that might have helped, but probably the schooling that got paid off was the biggest thing. But when the recession got me, it went all the way down. Like everybody else, when everybody took a hit in their credit when the recession hit.
Because I
came out of Michigan, out of Detroit. And Detroit took the biggest blunt of the recession.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you're from?
But I reside in Dallas now.
All right, I was just going to ask you that. I was going to ask if you're a Cowboys fan being out there in Dallas.
You got to be what you got to be.
How about that?
The Steelers transport took a chance on me, and I've been with them ever since.
Nice. Well, that's good, man. You found an opportunity and made it out there.
Now I'm trying to do something for me.
Yeah, it's a great plan you got there, too, man. You just got to get that equipment, and everything will be good to take off, right?
Right.
What if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl and you're cooking there?
All I have to do is just give me a permitted spot to go over to, I'm already going to be in Houston because I already got the parking lot spot.
Right.
So if the Cowboy makes it down there, I'll be there because everybody's going to be coming in. I'm going to be selling whatever this and that.
Then
I'm going to watch the game, and then by the time the 2 minutes left of the game, I come back out. There's going to be hungry people coming back out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be doing things in the parking lot. They're going to be selling in the parking lot. I ain't got to leave that until about two days while people be coming by taking pictures and doing stuff and things. Because I know about it because I helped a person out on the food truck before.
Right.
When it was in New York, a couple of years ago when they headed in New York, it was like two whole weeks they were there before the Super Bowl, and within a week of, they were on a 24-hour rotation of selling food, and they asked me to come down to help, me and two other people, and I mean we slept in tents right outside the truck and everything, and they kept running to get more food and supplies, and they kept running. The girl that I know ended up marrying this guy. They just got a food truck about 5 months. And that 2 week there, they made over 6-digit income in that 2 weeks.
Wow. I believe it, though. I do, though.
I be as you not.
No, I believe it. I really do. The Super Bowl is huge, and was it cold out there though when you were sleeping in the tent?
Oh yeah. But see, but the trucks they got the heat
generators
and AC
in
there and stuff. And a bottle of water went for $8 inside the stadium.
Wow. I don't disbelieve that at all. Prices nowadays.
Say you was an investor. Say you wanted to make some money with somebody. $500 is 25 cases of sausage on a stick.
Yeah.
That comes to 20. That money comes to 1,000 sticks altogether out of all those cases.
uh-huh.
at $4 a stick. That's $4,000.
Yep.
You take another 500, go buy another 25 cases. It's 700,000. It's going to have 60,000 people.
Oh,
sausage
yeah.
takes minutes to cook, so you keep rotating the sausage on a stick, right?
Yeah.
You
right.
have bread, ketchup, mustard, what have you. Right. Yeah. So that 1,000 is going to go by fast. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You can get through 3,000 of those real easy.
Uh-huh.
5,000 will be a decent age. At 3,000, that's over $10,000 right
yeah.
there. If you do it five times in one day, that's 20 G's. You can make your money back, but you got to have the equipment to do it.
Yep. I got you.
That's just the sausage.
Yep.
So imagine walk around food, catfish
yep.
place, catfish sandwiches. Fresh, it can be a number of things. I got this thing called a bacon burger dog. That's a whole half a pound of beef frank with ground beef wrapped around it. And bacon, a couple of bacon is wrapped around the ground beef, like a pig in a blanket type of thing. like a corn dog, except breading, you
with
got
bacon.
Ground beef, you got bacon around it, yeah. It's called
yeah.
a bacon burger dog. I got, yeah.
That's is that like your explosive meal?
Right, that and my rib tips.
What's special about the rib tips?
Okay, well, do you know what rib tips are?
Yeah.
Right. Right, well, see, I get two big scoops of that with two sides, $10.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else is selling three bones and two sides. Three real bones and two sides for 14 to 16 bucks.
Yeah.
You get two big scoops of rib tips and two sides for 10.
Wow. That's going to kill the competition right there. I mean, you're lowering the price and you're giving them more food.
The catfish buy a cent. Catfish sandwiches. Big whole catfish. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing but $5-$6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously. Jumbo shrimp. You can get a half a pound for $10.
Yep.
And walk around for throw some fries on the side of that. Fresh out the grease. It'll be gone before you get in the building.
Yep. No, I mean, it really will. I believe you, man. You got a great opportunity out there.
4 minutes. 4 minutes to cook the fish, some fries, and some shrimp.
Yep.
By the basket work. 4 minutes.
Yep.
By the time you dump it all out and start serving up in the containers,
mm-hmm.
another batch goes in. By the time you get those containers through the window, that next batch is done. So you have one person keep rotating the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You got all this, got the refrigerator and the freezers, you got plenty of supplies. You got mm-hmm. that extra vehicle that has all the other supplies in it. When those supplies come down and you put everything else in the refrigerator and freezer, you go get another set of supplies because you ain't going to run out the ones you put in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to the Restaurant Depot because you already got money coming in, you can buy another set.
Oh, yeah.
Bring that back. Well, the rotation is
really,
there.
Yeah. Easy. What's your friend's name that's owning the truck again, too, or the trailer? Is it John?
Yeah, John Hasifa.
John. Has he given you, any kind of, paper quote, any kind of documentation, maybe with, a picture? Is it just kind of, handshake, verbal agreement kind of thing?
He's my friend. It's just basically word is bond.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It is my friend. I know that what's going on with him, and he wants to get out from under it. I mean, like I said, I've been on the truck.
Uh-huh.
The paperwork is on the wall. He has the inspections. He works it every day at a major corporation that he has to keep your license up just to be down there at.
Right.
The safety department, they handle their business of keep up on the up and up so they don't be illegal on the property and stuff
right.
So the paperwork is there.
Right.
For me, it's an opportunity that I can't pass up.
No, you got a great opportunity out there. What I was just going to say, too, was down there at the headquarters at Steelers, do they maybe have, a printer or maybe, a fax machine, any kind of, business center maybe for, all that?
Well, John has that at his house. If you call John and let him know what you're trying to do, he'll send you anything that you need.
All we're going to need is the filled out application, but it has to be from you, and we're going to need your signature on it. So
I mean, yeah, right. I can do that. But, I mean, if you want proof of the trailer, the license to permit, and all that stuff, John will send it to you.
Yeah.
I can give you John.
All we need is the application, and then we're going to pull your credit. So that's basically it, because usually we require some, you know, bank statements from the business to, you know, see the overall health and, you know, recent history, you know, how much cash is running through the account and whatnot. But, you know, since...
I have. Yeah, it's going to be a startup.
No, it's fine.
I have a checking account.
No, it's right. Fine. We need one for the business, so it's not going to be, you know, anything personal like that.
This is going to be a startup for me.
Yeah, it completely. I got you completely. All we really need is that app, basically, with the signature on it from you, and then we'll go ahead and pull your credit, and that's about it. And we should be able to get you, you know, an answer, but pretty soon off that. That's why I kind of didn't want to go with the direct mail route of the application. So I can go ahead and email that over to you if you maybe.
I want you to do both. Email it and send me a paper form. Okay. I'll try to work it on my phone to see, because I know that you can do a fingernail print on a signature.
Okay, I didn't.
Some Androids have that feature where you can do it. If it seems like it's going to be a problem for me, I'll try to see if I can go through FedEx Kinko's to pull it up and do it that way. If not, the paper form will be at the house by the time I get there.
Okay.
I'll be there by the weekend.
All right. Are you out on the road right now?
Yeah. I'm in North Carolina. I'm delivering in Florida. I'll be there tomorrow, and from there I'll be heading back to Dallas. The student that's with me is done. He's on his way back to get his truck.
Nice. So you're all over the East Coast then today?
Well, actually, we left California. We went to Maine, and now I left Maine to go down to Florida. And from there, I'm going to go back to Texas.
You've been all over America then, huh?
I've been to Canada. I've even been to Alaska.
Wow. Man, I didn't even know you guys truck that far. What do you truck over there?
Actually, we transport food all over the United States.
Okay.
Some of the stuff that you get, I probably done brought it to your community.
Wow. Well, I was just going to say, what part of California were you in?
We do everything from Sacramento all the way down. I came out of Bakersfield, Ontario, Riverside, Salinas,
nice.
Modesto.
Yeah.
Over by Tehachapi, I've been over by Truckee and Donner. We've been up that way. We get all kinds of fruits and vegetables out of California.
Yeah, I can imagine. We're down in San Diego.
Yeah, I've been down there. I've even delivered down to the Naval Yards down there.
Oh, really? Right at the bay, huh?
In fact, there's a truck stop right over there by where you cross over to Tijuana. Right around from there that I made a delivery to. I could have walked right over to Tijuana from there.
Yeah.
It was right there. I was there.
That's crazy.
Pilot truck stop.
Damn. All right, Thomas. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot you guys over that email. Whenever you get a chance, I mean, whenever you're back in town, if you want to maybe get that worked out with John. What I was going to say was, you know, I don't want to waste your time. You know, I don't want to make you go through all this hassle. We are going to need a wet signature, so it is going to need to be a, like, physical signature with a pen. So I don't think that thumbprint signature or anything like that would even work. So just kind of don't even want to waste your time on that. But
yeah,
I'm just going to need that with the app, and then I'll go ahead and mail that to you as well. I'll go ahead and shoot that out as soon as we
can. Hey, will it have, and I'm going to just something for a return address. I got stamps.
That's
number
fine.
Open there for me to put on there and return it. And, yeah, I'll mail it back out Monday.
Yeah, no, we'll get that shot out as soon as we can.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and send you an email one, too, to that. It was Master Drill Sergeant at Gmail, right?
Yeah.
With the abbreviations. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you that, too, and then we'll go ahead and be in contact if you have any questions. But as soon as I get that app back, we should be able to get you an answer pretty quick, because all it is that app and then, you know, pulling your credit. So.
Okay.
All right, John.
Okay,
it was nice
catching
up with you today, and stay safe out there on those roads, man.
Yeah, check on me periodically, man. Just say hi.
Yeah, I got you, John, or Tom. No big deal. Do you go by Thomas or Tommy?
both.
Okay, whatever.
Yep, either one would be fine.
All right, man. Well, have a good rest of your day. Nice catching up again.
All right, then. Thank you. Bye.